Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So here we are at Pinstripes in Oak Brook. This is the Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And sitting next to me is Maggie Barashka. She's the Allstate agent we've been talking about. Maggie has been an Allstate agent for how long? Hi, Maggie.
Hi, John. I started my career with Allstate in 2005, but I opened my own agency in 2008.
What a lovely accent, if I may. Yeah. You probably get that right away. Where are you from?
I do. I am from Bulgaria.
How long have you lived in the United States?
Since 2002. So not
really?
Yes. Yeah.
What were you doing in Bulgaria?
It's a long story. I was an accountant, and I also had my own floral shop there.
Really?
So, yeah, nothing related to insurance, nothing related to
what brought you to Chicago? What brought you to the States?
The government of the United States has a very interesting program to diversify the population of the United States. It's called the Green Card Program.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to win one of those. And
so while you were in Bulgaria, you wanted to come to the United States.
We did, yes. So
your number came up.
Yep,
huh?
Yep. And our number came up with my family. I had one child at a time. And we came, me, my husband, and my daughter at the time, just the three of us in six suitcases.
Did you come to Chicago?
We came to Chicago area, yes.
Yeah,
we
right.
actually landed in Elmhurst.
How did you pick Elmhurst from Bulgaria? I mean, I know Elmhurst is awesome, but if I could live in anywhere in the United States, would I pick Elmhurst? Why did you pick Elmhurst?
Believe it or not, there is a large Bulgarian community in Chicago area.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And this is, we from friends, from one person to another person, so this is how we ended up here in.
So literally you, your two kids, your husband, and one.
Just one at a time.
And six suitcases, and off we go to the United States.
Yep.
What a great adventure.
I know.
Was it fun or was it terrifying?
It was fun at the beginning, sounded very fun as an idea. Then once we landed, it was like, oh my God, what are we doing here and where do we start? But then little by little, we
Did you
settled
speak
down.
Good English then, as
no,
you do now?
No, thank you, but no, I did not speak that much English at the beginning.
So then you found yourself working for Allstate?
No, then I found myself working in a retail store, and then after that, through several other jobs, I decided that, you know what I do best is help people, and it's about time for me to get this side of me going to a different direction, and I got a job with another Allstate agent in 2005, and in 2008, I decided it's time for me to take it on my own and move on.
How lucky for Allstate to have somebody like you.
Yes, and how lucky for me to work for such a great organization.
Really? Has it been fun?
Oh my
interesting?
God, yes. If I have to go back, I'll do it in a heartbeat again.
Why? I mean, I wouldn't think selling insurance would be that much fun or that interesting. Why
is
it?
It's not about selling insurance. It's all about helping people. We're not here just to sell the insurance. Yes, everybody does need insurance, and therefore we do sell it to them. But no, it's the passion of to help people. This is what brings the good out of me in this job, and this is what I think is the most important part of our job, period, than everybody else's.
Boy, is she good or what? Now I want to sell insurance. Are you kidding me? And so with your Bulgarian background, and you live in an area, you say, where there are a lot of expats, do you reach out to those people then?
I do. I do, and they reach out to me as well. Again, I keep talking about helping people, but yes, there are a lot of Bulgarians that do have some trouble speaking English, or some that don't, but they still feel more comfortable speaking in Bulgarian or more secure talking to me when it's time for their insurance needs.
Sure, yeah, I can imagine.
Financial planning and all that stuff.
Allstate makes a donation.
You yes,
get to
we
pick,
do.
You get to pick the recipient. Who did you choose?
This year I decided to give the Allstate Foundation grant to a little Bulgarian school, which I do have a couple of representatives from the school here with me to help support the cause. Every year we actually get to pick if we want, and we volunteer. So
$1,000 check via you and your agency is going to the little Bulgarian school.
Correct.
And that is in?
That is the little Bulgarian school is in Elk Grove Village.
Elk Grove Village.
Yes.
And sitting next to you are Zhivka Petrova and Evelina Petrov. Ladies, welcome to our show. How are you?
Very well, John. Thank you for having us.
So what do you do with the school?
I am actually the community outreach coordinator for Little Bulgarian School.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so what is the school? Is it K through 8 or is it a language school? What is it?
Oh, it's a language school. Well, how the school was funded, it was funded by Zhivka Petrova, who's sitting right next to me. But it was funded in 2010, and it mostly focuses on children of all ages. They take children as young as, well, they took mine at 18 months.
Wow.
So at 18 months... it's a Saturday school, so we're trying to build it and grow it in so that it can be an everyday school, but an everyday after school. But it's a Saturday school currently that it runs from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And what they do is they incorporate the culture. They not only teach you, they take your children and they... Did you ever watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding and how she spoke about having Greek school?
Yeah.
I grew up wishing that I was her, because before Zhivka came into the picture, there was no Bulgarian school.
So you keep the culture, the language, the history of Bulgaria alive for these people.
Exactly. Well, yeah. It's not these people. These are all little American children born here in the States.
Right.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to force feed another culture into their world, and they're thriving and they're loving it.
Yeah. Well, that must make, and so you are Zhivka Petrova. That must make you feel good.
Hi, John.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How long have you been in the United States? Are you from Bulgaria also then?
Yes, I'm from Bulgaria for 17 years already. So I'm a teacher, and this is what I love to do, just teaching and helping kids grow through their education.
Are there other schools like this for Bulgarians or for Italians or the French? Are there other similar kinds of schools in the area?
Absolutely. There's Polish schools, there's Greek schools, there's Russian schools.
Well, do the kids go, wait, I went to school Monday through Friday. I do not want to go to school on Saturday.
That's what I thought. But you know what? They wake up and they want to go. My daughter wakes me up because I'm sorry, I've worked all week. She comes with me and she starts hitting me over the head. Mommy, wake up. Mommy, wake up. It's 8 a.m. Mommy, wake up. We have to go to school. And this is every single Saturday because she's energized. She's excited to go there because she's with her little friends. And what they put in, what the teachers give to those children, it's indescribable.
Do they have Bulgarian food then and
they
things
do.
Like that?
They have a lunch. They have lunch and snacks are catered from a Bulgarian
What would that
store.
Be? What's a Bulgarian? What do you have for lunch if you're in Bulgaria?
Oh, okay. It's similar. Hamburgers. Pizza.
Oh, no,
sometimes.
Don't say that. No,
yes.
no.
Okay.
Promise me the toppings are different.
Okay.
No. It's little, it's a filo, it's filo stuffed feta cheese with eggs. Or they have like these little melt in your mouth croissants, which are not even, they look like croissants, but they're not made out of croissants dough, filled with hamburger, with hot dogs.
Huh.
Now the kids go crazy for those.
How about that? Is there a tuition charge for the kids then?
There is, but it's minimal. Can you imagine that? As a child, like, to take your 18-month-old, it costs about $3.50 an hour. I've done the math. So tuition is if you have one kid in there, it's $500 for the whole school year, and the school year is 8.5 months.
What will you all do with the $1,000 foundation check from Allstate?
We are currently, what we're trying to do is we're trying to expand our school so that we can reach more children. Because currently we only have the organization for Saturdays. We want to reach out so that we can be an after-school program.
Would you want also, say, you all have a background in Bulgaria. What if I don't, but I want to know more about the culture?
I have an MBA from Northeastern. I have no background in Bulgarian.
Really?
So this all culture, it comes from Zhivka. It comes from what she was able to provide and support for us.
So it's sort of like learning another language or learning another culture. Kids
that's
have
exactly
immersion
it.
Programs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the immersion program. I mean, it's not only for kids that were just born here to Bulgarian parents. It's also for other children that want to come and get to know the Bulgarian culture and get more immersed into it.
Hmm. Well, that must make you feel good to see this being used that way, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to see. And, yes, you do see the smiles of the kids at school, and they love learning about their culture, where their parents and grandparents came from. And it's exciting for us to see this being carried further.
Okay, we need to pause. We'll get ready for the news and the Rokan show. We've got a big Czech presentation to make. So we'll do that in just a minute. But ladies, thanks for joining us. Zhivka and Evelina and Maggie, thanks for saying hello to us. Congratulations and keep up the good work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, John.
It's
thank you to Allstate and thank you, John.
Yeah, you betcha. It's a 250. Listen to that. I spent some time in Minnesota. I sounded like you betcha there. That did not sound Bulgarian. That sounded like a Minnesotan. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour stop is at Pinstripes, where in Oak Brook, it's presented by Allstate agent Maggie Barashka.